Good morning. I'm Lydia Aranda. And of course, if it's a Monday morning, it's Rainmakers here on The Morning Voice at KVOI 1030 AM. It's a great, beautiful Sonoran morning here in the desert. And we love the weather that we've been having. Although, of course, we always love it when it rains, but we're going to make it rain with some of our guests and continue to bring up initiatives that help Southern Arizonans thrive. Matt Neely, how are you doing this first Monday of November?
Not bad for Monday. It's funny, we don't change our clocks here in Tucson, but because everybody else does, it causes a lot of
a lot
of extra work for us for people in Arizona who run programs from other parts of the country. So it's quite a weekend. We've been getting all those clocks shifted around, and everybody, a few changes. We got Stigall, who is on before this show, and mm-hmm. he's now, all 3 hours of him are live. James Golden, aka Bo Snerdly, we're moving that show from 6 o'clock to 3 o'clock, so Mark Levin can slide over to 4 to 7, so he can stay live. So
Bo, we've got lots of changes going
Bo on. Bo Snerdly will be coming on to your radio at 3 o'clock today. So folks, maybe who are out earlier in the afternoon, can have a chance to hear him. He's very entertaining. We really like him. And then, like I said, Mark Levin slides over 4 to 7, so he can stay live. And so other than that, not a whole lot of changes visible to the listener, so to speak, visible to the listener. That doesn't.
We'll have a little more caffeine.
Words
then
out
it'll
you.
Make sense.
But there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, so it keeps us all on our toes. So while all of you enjoyed not changing your clocks, just remember the poor beleaguered radio workers who had to who have to kind of figure out where the rest of the country went.
Well, any of us who have clients or involved in things on the East Coast and all that shifts
sure.
again. But at least for when they want us to do things at 9 o'clock, it's a little bit better because that's only 7 o'clock finally.
Indeed, yeah,
so
it's 2 hours.
Good things there. I want to say, and because it's November, Saturday was full. Well, the whole weekend, you know, it ended up with Halloween night on Friday and lots of things going on all around town and all around the country. Very interesting virtuals and live events on Saturday. Dia de los Muertos everywhere. I was down in Tubac enjoying the parade and the artisan walk and the decorative costume contest and lots of performances. Nogales High marching band was performing, and there were some folklorico teams that had come in from Santa Cruz County as well as from Mexico. There was also an Aztec dance group that was there, and they were just wonderful. Lots of good food, so it was a fun day.
Wow.
And it was hot. It was actually pretty hot.
It was a warm. I did not happen. Maybe I'll look when I get some time, but I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 90 yesterday.
I think we did. Yeah, I was a little bit inside yesterday, but Saturday was beautiful. And you know what? Guess what today is, among other things?
Well,
November 3rd. Today is National Sandwich Day.
Really?
Did you know that there was such a thing? And it started many, many years ago.
Yeah, with the Earl.
John Montague, I believe is his name. He was the Earl of Sandwich. And I guess this was understood to be his birthday.
Okay.
So we have National Sandwich Day today. And I'm sure if you haven't thought about it, then be thinking about your favorite sandwich. In fact, maybe our callers, if anybody wants to call or comment in and tell us what your favorite sandwich will be, a little bit like Stephen Colbert his Colbert questionnaire. What is the best sandwich?
Maybe not the best analogy to use for this audience, but your point is taken. So anything from a Monte Cristo, where you got the French toast kind of thing going on with the powdered sugar,
right,
to a
ham and cheese
PB&J,
and dip it in the jam.
Yes. Yeah, so to a PB&J.
And some people love to put corn chips or potato chips inside their PB&J.
That's a thing,
isn't it? I was a kid, I used to do that too. Others like the peanut butter with the banana and leave it open face.
Elvis style. Yeah. Of course, Elvis took it to the next level, and I think they were like pan fried or something like that.
Oh,
to
yes.
You make know, them less healthy than they would have been.
A really wonderful grilled cheese. There are so many variations of that are so good.
Yeah. And then, you know, I make cast aspersions on them or give them the side eye, but you know, the liverwurst, there's the people that go for that. All the Italian deli beets, deli meats, the mortadella and all that, mm-hmm. all this good stuff, the olive loaf, you know, everything out there. So everything under the sun. Fried egg sandwich. I had one of those recently.
Sandwich.
We we had an extra egg what was the deal? And so we had one extra egg and we'd gotten some more. And so let's make a fried egg sandwich. And so we had it and it was delicious.
Oh, sandwiches are so good. They really hit the spot. Tuna sandwich, one of my favorite
absolutely.
Classics there.
Chop up a little celery, a little...
Yeah, make it a little... Have a little crunchy, a little creamy.
A little curry sometimes mixed in with the whole melange there, the salad. But so egg salad, chicken salad. We got our various salad sandwiches. So.
Yep, I think it's good. And I think speaking of food also, not only is it, it would be interesting, and I really do hope we have some viewers or listeners that call in or comment on that, because it's always interesting to hear what someone's craving at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we are focusing.
I'm craving a sleep sandwich at the moment.
A sleep sandwich would be nice.
I don't know if such a thing exists, but that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, here, whether at Rainmakers or any of the other episodes throughout the week here at the Morning Voice, we are wanting to make sure, speaking of food and sandwiches, to give attention to those who are in need of food. And while this time of year, from November to the new year, there's lots of attention to food boxes and giving food to the needy because of the holidays, but we also have extra need. This year, a lot of folks are finding themselves needing more assistance with being able to acquire food, buy food, be given food. And so I want to give a shout out certainly to all of the community food banks, all of the nonprofits, and even small businesses and industry and corporations who are doing what they can to assemble food boxes, pantries, fresh fruit and vegetable markets, and other kinds of ways to make food available to the community. And with that in mind, our own Ed Ackerley, our Friday host of The Morning Voice, he and coaches for charity and really the entire crew of The Morning Voice are supporting the Thanksgiving boxes that are being put together. So if you have any desire to help support that, it's $45 to donate food boxes for one family for a full Thanksgiving meal. And that would be prepared by Chef John Hahn and his culinary staff at Gap Ministries. So we've got flyers on the website. We've got QR codes. I'm putting up a flyer right now for the camera to see. We hope that people will continue to give of their time, talent, and treasure toward making sure that people don't go hungry.
Yep, there's plenty of ways to help out. We may be hearing about another one today, and if mm-hmm. we don't hear from them by 7:30, you and I may just do their pitch for them. But there are lots of ways to help out, and there's need all around us. And that's just give people a quick recap of what Rainmakers is all about. It's that collaboration in the sort of the nonprofit space, but it's
absolutely it's kind of that sweet spot where community meets opportunity. And what we mean by that is that the area where education, information, resources, workforce, and good old community giving all swirl together, that's what Rainmakers is. Ideas, initiatives, and people that are coming together to help Southern Arizonans thrive. And that comes in so many forms. We've been so lucky this entire year to be able to highlight the good works being done by a number of community organizations, public agencies, small businesses, independent experts and consultants, as well as, of course, nonprofits throughout the community on housing, on workforce, on attention to caregiving. We've had advocates for children's services. We've had folks who help support seniors and the elderly in their different needs. We've had authors come on and talk about their own experiences and what they learned by not only maybe finding themselves in a health or some other household challenge or crisis, and where they went out and found some resources and what they have learned and how they're giving back. We've had current and former elected officials come and talk about the ways that they are using either their retirement time or others. And again, that's really all about how we make it rain, figuratively and literally here in Southern Arizona. So it's been such a pleasure to have this show and be able to meet so many people and understand more about what they're doing. So again, Rainmakers is the wonderful way to kick off a full week of The Morning Voice. We've got lots of great things that happen on the other shows as well. On Tuesdays, we have Ted Maxwell talking about civic engagement. Wednesdays brings in Grant Kruger, and he not only talks about food for thought and things that particularly are interesting for restauranting and the food restaurant businesses and the food industry, but he also brings in other policy and conversation for all small business and helping entrepreneurship grow here across the region. Thursdays, we've got Tom Moulton, who talks about tourism and particularly the historic sites all around southern Arizona and what is going on currently and also how people can get involved or engage or go out and have a good time at any of those sites, but also building up the tourism industry, which is so important to our region by way of economy. And of course, Dr. Ed Ackerley wraps it up with a little bit of talk about small business success and also a lot of talk about U of A Wonder, where he brings and highlights the positive things that are, and the interesting and the did you knows that are going on at our wonderful university.
Yeah, sometimes did you know? That's a great example. That's a great way to describe it.
Yep.
Friday, he had Val Romero. Sorry, Val.
He might have channeled him.
That would have been a tough trick to pull off these days. Yeah, but he had Val Romero on. Talking about, and they talked a little bit about the need inside the school systems, the school district, and related that to Ed's Thanksgiving boxes project. So if you do want to hear a little bit more about the Coaches for Charity Thanksgiving boxes, let's take a listen to Friday's podcast.
Really explains the history of that.
Talking about that. Yeah, it was really
good. And it's really developed over the years. It used to be a little bit of actually gathering of food items. Now it's also gathering funds that go toward boxes and meals in a box, so to speak, that are actually being prepared. I want to give another shout out to a really great organization a great building, a great center called El Pueblo Neighborhood Center, which is here nearby, not too far from here. And it turns 50 this year. So there's been a lot of attention and celebration to the El Pueblo Neighborhood Center. And among other things, over at the Sunnyside Foundation, led by our good friend Liz Soltero, they're promoting, together with other partners out of the city of Tucson, certainly Ward Lane Santa Cruz, who's one of the council members, and Roque Perez, who's also a council member, have joined forces to help support activities and attention to the 50-year anniversary. Again, I mentioned Sunnyside Foundation and the University of Arizona out of the Public and Applied Humanities College of Architecture, Planning and Landscape Architecture, also the Arizona Institute for Resilience and Arizona Arts, and of course, Center for Creative Photography. So this coming Saturday, November 8th, there are going to be a whole slew of activities that go on, and it actually kicked off yesterday with volunteers coming together and doing cleanup, yard cleanup, grounds cleanup, tree cleanup, those kinds of things, to get prepared for all these wonderful activities that are going to happen. A few of which, let's see, and by the way, the El Pueblo Neighborhood Center's historic role being in this location in the heart of the South Side, which is home to some of Tucson's oldest neighborhoods, but also a place of safekeeping, a place of culture, and the attention to the environment, and the collective power to shape intergenerational destinies, was established in 1975. So the center is wrapped in murals and memory. It's really a basic home for culture and information and resources for communities. And lots of things will be happening starting on November 8th. I'm trying to pull up some of that information here. Let's see. Where do we go? Well, as we continue to talk, I'll bring up more about that. But Liz was hoping to be here today, but she and her team are so busy with other things, they weren't able to come in. So I promised her that we would do a shout out.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really exciting. Of course, that is where our the late Congressman Raul Grijalva held his offices. Oh. And so that was right there in the center as well. And so much is going to be going on all over the place to really bring a lot of attention. There have been activities and mentions in English and in Spanish on radio and media, on the internet. Lots of digital attention as well throughout the summer and going into the fall. But I think it's just going to be really, really exciting. Radio Rebelde is going to be having a retrospective tribute to KXEW-FM and El Pueblo on Saturday, November 8th. Right here at the Groove, 10 a.m. And La Poderosa is also going to be participating in that, so that'll be great. I think our wonderful colleague, Raul Aguirre, from REA Media, will be having a vibrant mix of music, stories, and conversation with special guests. So a lot of great stuff going from the activism Super. To the activities.
Super.
So lots of things happening in our part of town.
Indeed. On a Sandwich Day.
On National Sandwich Day. With that, we've actually come to our first break. So listeners and viewers, stay tuned. We've got more for you. This is Rainmakers with Lydia Aranda. It's always wonderful coming into the good tunes, smooth tunes of Marvin Gaye. And that's him talking about Inner City Blues, one of his most famous songs. Wonderful tune to bring us back on this lovely Sonoran Desert morning here on Rainmakers. It's Monday, November 3rd, and as we're kicking off another wonderful month here at KVOI 1030 and The Morning Voice, I'm so excited that we've been talking about so much, and any of you that heard some of those little quips and jokes, Matt Neely's here all week, so be sure to tip your waiters, and he'll be here bringing those jokes to you.
Sandwiches are great, but not in traffic.
That's right. We don't want to be jammed up.
We forgot especially we're in November, we forgot the
turkey.
Yes.
Turkey sandwiches.
With cranberry, a little leftover stuffing.
Yep.
I mean, that's
the yummo.
That is really something.
That is really good. Uh-huh.
And if you got the King's Hawaiian rolls, because there's not enough calories and sugar in cranberry sauce and turkey and stuffing and gravy, with stuffing that was made probably with butter and turkey fat and all this stuff. But then you get the King's Hawaiian roll just to kind of seal the deal. I might have been immortalized at Baggins with the Sundowner sandwich, but
that's right.
Good friends
over there that make that happen.
That's a great November sandwich.
It's a great
sandwich.
Way to keep eating, keep on enjoying the meals. You know, I love November. I love the season of gratitude, as I call it. And there's a really wonderful phrase that a friend of mine shared with me many, many years ago. She had just a little, it wasn't even a gif. It was just a nice, pretty picture. And she always shared it in November. And I really use it all year long. It says, "May our lives be filled with thanks and giving." And I think that's just a wonderful motto to live by.
Yeah.
Taking some time to have gratitude and to figure out how we can share goodness with others. And sometimes that's simply smiling and wishing people a good day.
Indeed.
So with that, we are excited that in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Bruce Bakeman from Gospel Rescue Mission. And in our second half of this first hour, he's going to be sharing some more about the need for food. And I'm telling you, you can really help out a lot of people.
He's going to tell us how easy it's going to be to do that.
So. That's right. There's so many great things. And I love that many of our guests, as they come to see us and participate with their own conversations here on Rainmakers, as they come in, they happen to stop by the Opportunity Cafe over at Gospel Rescue Mission. They get a coffee and they always come in with these wonderful stories. Mm-hmm. We just had that happen a couple weeks ago with Alexander Ward.
Indeed.
He was wonderfully excited.
I happened to be there on Friday.
Did you?
And I got a lovely coffee drink with four shots of espresso
because
really needed the caffeine.
Wow.
And I looked in the little bakery case there, and we'll get this out of the way now because, you know, they're going to be here. We got some other stuff to talk about. So we'll do this right now. And I looked in the little bakery case there and I said, "Oh, what's that?" And I said, "Is that a brownie?" And they said, "Well, it's a Texas sheet cake. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll take one of those.
Texas so, sheet cake. Texans always have a very interesting and unique way of naming things that all the rest of us call something else.
Right.
So that was one thing I always appreciated all the years I lived there.
That's right. Because you did live there, right?
I was in Northern Texas. I was in Dallas, Plano, and Grapevine, Texas.
Wow.
And I also spent an awful lot of time in Austin and Houston while I was there, about 7 years. But I lived up in the northern part of the state and traveled all over.
Oh, wow.
Fabulous.
Well, I got some of this Texas sheet cake, and my full, intention was to have a few bites of it and take it home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a few bites of it, and then I had a few more bites of it, and then I had some more coffee, and then I had a few more bites of it.
So and you the had next caffeine thing you know, and sugar it, going
yeah,
on the whole
I mean, it
time.
Was like, I was Zooming on Friday mid-morning.
You were
mid-morning.
Trying to keep up with the kids that probably were eating too much Halloween candy.
I was. Like, I see you wanting to raise you four shots of espresso,
exactly.
Kiddo. Yeah, so.
You're like, I got this down.
But I had a really nice coffee and a little sort of a sweet treat to get me through the end of the week on Friday. And it was very
last
pleasant.
Week.
It's a beautiful place. And I highly encourage anybody, especially if you're in this neighborhood, to head on down to the Opportunity Cafe. It's just adjacent to the north side of the Center for Opportunity on mm-hmm. Palo Verde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely worth a stop and get your caffeine on and get a smile from the folks working there that are working to retake the agency in their own lives. So good for them.
It's good stuff.
It's a good product.
It is. It's really a good product. Folks are learning how to upskill in the retail or in the food businesses, and also to really strengthen and hone their customer service capabilities. So it's wonderful all the way around. I want to get back to the Viva El Pueblo, the El Pueblo Neighborhood Center 50th anniversary. I know one of the things that will be going on Saturday over at the center, which, by the way, if you don't know, El Pueblo Neighborhood Center is at 101 West Irvington Road, and at building one of that whole center, there's going to be a dedication on one of the activities Saturday is from 1 to 2 p.m., a dedication of the El Pueblo 50 tree, which is going to be a living memorial that celebrates Southside loved ones. So we'll talk more about that after the commercial break.
We have lost control in the studio today. This is great.
That's what you want to do. So we are here in studio this morning, Monday, November 3rd. I'm Lydia.
That's what I like to see on a Monday.
You bet.
Yeah.
Hosting Rainmakers, and we are dancing to the happy song from Farrell, one of the most favorite songs, certainly of mine. But it really does make your foot tap and your fingers snap. And in fact, my guest this morning, who's here with us, Bruce Beichmann, who is Communications Director with Gospel Rescue Mission, is here and ready to go. And he heard that song and started clapping right away. So we couldn't help but just get up and dance. Bruce, thank you for doing that.
Yes. It's hard not to dance to that song, right?
It really is. It really is. We even had Matt moving around there behind the glass. Matt, we saw you there. We saw your smile.
It's a way to start the day.
It is. And Rainmakers is such a lovely way, I think, in my view, to really get going for the whole week, because we get to talk to great people, great organizations, and really bring attention to such important and wonderful causes. Bruce, so excited to have you here. It's been a little bit since you've been here, but I'm glad to have you back.
Well, thank you for having us. We're always happy to be here at KVOI.
Thank you so much. Well, we're excited to hear from you this morning as we go into November. By the way, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Matt and I were talking about the fact that today is National Sandwich Day, which always is on November 3rd, in tribute to the birthday of Montague, the Earl of Sandwich. So we were talking about some of our favorite sandwiches and the ways that we like to get creative with our with what from a traditional sandwich all the way to putting ingredients together that maybe some folks wouldn't think about. And it brought our attention also going full circle back to just the fact that people need food, that families love food, that there are a lot of cultural traditions, a lot of nutritional attentions to food, and food is more than just eating and fueling up. It really has yes. an awful lot of importance in our family life, in what keeps us going, and all of that. And to that end, I know that you all at Gospel Rescue Mission do a lot of things with food. We were talking about the Opportunity Cafe, but I think you have some initiatives coming up, yes?
Sure, absolutely. It's November again. It just seems like it was July.
Flew by.
Right.
Now it's November. What in
Flew
the world's
by.
Going on? Yep. But here we are this time of year again. You know, we've had a, it's been a crazy busy year, but
yes.
but just right around the corner is Thanksgiving Blessings
mm-hmm.
Coming upon us on the 26th, the day before Thanksgiving, where our parking lot there on our Palo Verde campus will turn into a huge festival. There'll be probably 12 tents set up, live music. We plan on serving between 2,500 and 3,000 meals that day.
Wow.
It's our opportunity to give back to the community, right? This is our 37th year. We've been doing this, and what an honor and a privilege. You know, GRM is always there standing mm-hmm. in the gap for people's need in a time of need, particularly, mm-hmm. You know, we've got the suspension of SNAP. We're right on the cusp of that.
That's right.
And, you know, so as government programs face uncertainty, you know, our Thanksgiving Blessings event matters more, even more so, serving thousands with hot meals and offering hope to those who might otherwise be without. So it's just a time to come as a community, right? There'll be, not only will we be serving four-course meal, there'll be live music, PlayStations for kids, our clothing trucks will be out.
Fantastic.
Cotton candy, face painting stations, it just goes on and on. Other services. I think we'll have a hair cutting service there. We'll have our mobile showers out. You know, we have several mobile units
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of our Operation Rescue initiative, taking it to the streets, right? So very excited about that. It's going to be a great time. There's obviously need, you know, we're going to need as much or even more so than the past. We're going to need those turkeys and those pies and the canned vegetables and things are going to be very crucial this year.
And to be clear, you are gathering the food, taking in the food donations, as well as I think you purchase food or you have other ways of resourcing the food, because these are going to be prepared meals that then are served hot live for people who are there, correct?
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. They will be hot. It'll be fresh. You know, it'll be, you know, we can't do this without our volunteers.
No, of course not.
There'll be about 400 volunteers that day.
And and if people want to sign up to be a volunteer, can they contact you
to
do that as well?
They can call, you know, 520-740-1501, or they can go online to our website, grmtucson.com, and go to our volunteer tab, sign up as a church, as an organization, as an individual.
Wonderful.
We will have bank staff there. We'll have realtor companies there. So, yes, please come. It's not too late to sign up. And the volunteers will be playing a big part, even 2 weeks prior, preparing certain parts of the meals. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, 250, 275 turkeys. That's a lot of turkeys.
That's a lot of turkeys.
So you can drop those off there at our welcome center there at 4550 South Palo Verde Road.
Wonderful. Just down the street.
Absolutely.
We were speaking about how far the Opportunity Cafe has advanced. Even in just recent weeks, more and more people are finding out about it. It seems like maybe the staff that work there, the folks that are being trained in retail and in customer service and in food prep and food service, so many great things going on there. And it's just a really pleasant area to take a break, have a nibble, take a sip, and just kind of look around. That is a big part, I think, of what Blessings has really grown into.
Absolutely.
Each thing has sort of supported each other over the years and has really turned into a bigger opportunity for people to get engaged, but also for people to people participating, the folks that are coming to you for assistance and guidance and help, can also get their own skilling or upskilling, I guess, and training and interaction interaction. You know, some folks don't know what it's like to work with the public, so this is a great great way for them to sort of put their toe in it a little bit and get used to it.
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you for bringing that up. You know, I our Opportunity Coffee and Cafe, which our brick and mortar, we've had the mobile cafe since March or April, and now it's busy going out to events all over the city. Very exciting. I think it's booked all the way through the end of the year, pretty much.
They were at the Rotary Car Show. I saw
them
there.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we actually had a coffee there.
That was a great thank you. Thank you for stopping by. But big event. Yeah, so the brick and mortar right there on Michigan Street, just on our north border of the campus, the large building right across the street. We just hung our sign the other day. We've been waiting forever for that. So the Opportunity Coffee and Cafe is I think after today is officially open. We've allowed people to come in. We couldn't actually, you know, we served coffee, but we couldn't serve it pay just because we were taking donations. We were waiting on some permits and things of that nature. We've been ready. I mean, we've been ready to open since the grand opening, but sometimes, you know, there are delays. But, you know, please come on by. We'd love to. I'm going to tell you, you have to come see this. I personally want to give you a tour.
Oh, I'd love that.
It is amazing. It's beautiful. It's unlike any coffee cafe you will see in the city of Tucson. And I mean that. I'm not just hyping it. It's absolutely gorgeous. I never could have pictured it would have turned out the way that it has. It has a beautiful private room where people can have meetings. There's a lot of leather furniture and just little cozy little niches and areas. We do serve food. We have tasty treats, sultry tea treats. We've got breakfast sandwiches. They make this amazing chicken salad sandwich on a croissant.
Well, there you go. That can be the sandwich highlight of the day.
Oh, take your pick of sweets.
Matt's getting excited and already planning his lunch.
Day. We got this amazing carrot cake and Texas sheet cake.
There we go.
And key lime bars.
That's right.
And
Matt
coffee.
Was telling us he went and grabbed a bunch of the Texas sheet cake and got a lot of it, thinking he'd take some home, and pretty soon it was all gone.
Absolutely. Any kind of coffee drink you got. So we want to invite everybody to come down. They're very excited to serve. That is part of our social enterprise.
Yes.
So everybody working there is our guest. They're a guest staying at Gospel Rescue Mission, and it's an internship program. So they're being paid to work there. So from management to everybody serving the coffee and working there is a part of that program.
That's wonderful. And I love that you said they're also getting paid. So many times, well, internships bring so many opportunities to folks younger and a little bit longer in tooth who may be looking to get into their first career or maybe switch careers. And it's such a great way for college students and other people to learn. But often interns aren't paid. And I am a full-fledged card-carrying member of the team that says we need to pay our interns. We maybe don't need to pay them a lot. Maybe we can't pay them a lot. But
sure,
they need to be paid because their time is valuable too.
Absolutely. 100%. So we're very excited about the Opportunity Coffee and Cafe. We have our mobile unit. There's other things we'll be getting into after the first of the year coming. So we have already planned. We have a lot of the equipment. The space needs to be built out for our hair salon. So we will have a hair salon right there.
That's exciting.
In the same building
That's
where the
exciting.
Coffee cafe is. And some other things coming down the pike for sure that we're just extremely excited about. It's, you know, look, you know, what we do there, you know, we're a program-based mission.
Yes.
So if you're staying there, you're taking a part of something. It's all about taking, as Lisa, our CEO, says, it's all about taking people from homeless to wholeness. And it's a total walk. We walk beside them the entire way, and it's a walk of transformation, and it's an honor and a joy to watch them.
Isn't
on their
it
journey.
It really is. When we can be involved in the growth of our community with whatever time we have to offer, treasure we have to offer, and certainly our talent, that's really how we grow together.
Absolutely.
And that's such
an
important part. And yeah. I think such a valuable part, something that is a characteristic of Tucson and of Southern Arizona itself, and something I'm very proud of in our community. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Bruce, I have a question. We want to circle around and see how those conversations on a bench went a few weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So coming right back, you're listening to Rainmakers. Got a little double Dutch bus going there. Thanks, Matt, for keeping the groove going. High beat and high energy. I'm your host, Lydia Aranda. It's a Monday morning. We are here on Rainmakers, which is the Monday segment of the Morning Voice Positive Talk Radio here on KVOI 1030 The Voice. And this morning in our first segment, we've got Bruce Beichmann, who is Communications Director for Gospel Rescue Mission. Bruce, thanks again for being here. I know that our time has gone quickly, but wanted to continue to give attention to the fabulous 37th annual blessings that you have coming up in Thanksgiving time, the day before Thanksgiving, which will be Wednesday, and that
Correct.
This year that's the 26th.
Correct.
You're looking for continued food donations, particularly turkeys, volunteers to sign up, but you also want to spread the word so the people that need and want to participate can come and have an opportunity to eat, to maybe take a mobile shower, to maybe get a haircut, maybe bring their kids to have some activities. Things that they may not otherwise be able to do.
Absolutely, 100%. So yes, come one, come all. We'll have about 400 volunteers that will participate in this year's blessings, Thanksgiving blessings. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to our website at grmtucson.com. You can sign up there on our, there's a volunteer tab you can hit and put your name and everything in there. A lot of people come as a, they make it come as a group. Might be a youth group, might be, you know, a different group
work
inside
group,
of a church.
Team.
It could be, we have a lot of real estate teams come in, bank. I know Vantage West will be there. They'll be bringing a group of folks.
Fabulous.
So
Fabulous.
A lot of different people. A lot of people come just individually. Some people come early in the morning just to help set up. And then some stay throughout the day to serve, and then others, they come in teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a great opportunity. And yes, the need is great, you know, with the uncertainty of SNAP and some of the government programs, you know, like I
People
said before.
Need to eat.
Exactly. You know, GRM is there to fill the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a great time. We're probably planning on serving between 2,500 and 3,000 meals. So we need turkeys. Did I mention we need turkeys? You know, 250 turkeys.
Please drop the turkey off.
Yeah, 150 pies. We need cans of green beans and cranberry sauce and rolls and some of the dry things we need on the shelf. So the needs are great, probably
so Bruce,
more so than in the past. Yes, Matt?
I know we're a couple weeks out here, so we got a little extra time, which is good.
Yes.
But is it just as easy on a cash donation for you? Do you get a good price on turkeys? Which is the better thing for, I mean, or both equally good?
Not necessarily. Both are good. Cash donations are good too. And you can go to our website, grmtucson.com, and there's an actually, boom, as soon as you go on there, you'll see a donation
button.
How
to donate.
How to donate,
mm-hmm.
right there on our website. So, Matt, thank you for bringing that up. That's important. You know, cash donations, and I'm not sure, you know, where we are going to get a bulk price on turkeys, but
okay.
But hey, if we have
maybe.
To, we'll go buy them. I mean,
but frozen turkeys are great for you too. So
frozen turkeys are good. If you're going to bring frozen turkeys the day before, we're not going to be able to unthaw it.
So,
but you
so
can
get them
bring
there
it.
Early, so you can do it.
But if you show up with a frozen turkey the day of, you know what? It will get used.
Yes.
I promise
yeah.
you.
Maybe not right then, but maybe the following
it
day.
It will get used. So thanks for bringing up the cash donation part.
You bet. Bruce, I know we're short on time, and I wanted to ask you how things went with, in October, you had that you and others around the country, other ministry, faith-based ministries and similar organizations had 24 hours of conversations on a bench where you were going to have insights, questions, answers, all kinds of things going on with people who just would come by even in the middle of the night. I'm so curious about how that went, and I'm wondering, since we don't have a lot of time, did you put out a video or anything that might be available on your website or other places where folks might learn a little bit more about that who are
sure.
curious like me?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Wow, that 24 hours, it was quite an event. So about 80 missions throughout the country, all did this simultaneously. And Conversations on the Bench, we started at 12 noon on Thursday of, that was October,
the 9th.
October the 9th, mm-hmm. and went to 12 noon on Friday, the 10th. So it was nonstop on the hour. Every 30 minutes, there was a new person on the bench.
Wow.
So Lisa Chastain, our CEO, and other CEOs around the country got together, and along with the assistance of CityGate, which is an organization that we fellowship with out of Colorado, kind of put this together, and it was just an opportunity for us to address homelessness, because it was Homelessness Week in the United States. So we talked about that. We had first responders, we had people from City Hall, we had pastors, we had business people. It was a great opportunity. Had a wonderful time and talked about everything, homelessness, addiction. It was a very good time.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. We're going to go to our next commercial break. It's been a pleasure. And we're back this morning. It is November 3rd. I'm your host, Lydia Aranda, because on Mondays, it's Rainmakers with the Morning Voice. Behind the screen is Matt Neely, our producer extraordinaire, who also spins some groovy tunes. Uh-huh. And as we come into our second hour this morning, we are wrapping up a whole lot of conversation that started out about food, being that today is National Sandwich Day. We've had a lot of fun on that topic and asking everybody what their favorite sandwich is.
Indeed.
Or what favorite sandwiches they like to make. And that got us on the bigger topic of food. And in our first hour, we discussed a lot of the community initiatives going on all around the greater Tucson area related to collecting food, making food available, whether that's in food boxes or hot meals. Of course, with the Thanksgiving holiday and the winter holidays, there are a lot of initiatives to bring people into various sites. And we just had Bruce Beichmann on, who was speaking about Gospel Rescue Mission, where he is the communications director, and they were talking about their upcoming 37th annual Blessings event, which happens the day before, the Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. This year, that'll fall on the 26th. And the fact that they serve thousands and thousands of meals, and therefore, they are in need of a lot of food donations, turkeys in particular, but also in need of volunteers to help make that entire day go, because on the campus of Gospel Rescue Mission, they will have tents, they will have clothing banks available, they will of course be serving hot meals throughout the whole day, they will have activities for kids, and they also will have their mobile showers and their mobile hair cutting booths available. So lots going on there related to food. We also have upcoming here at the Morning Voice, and our colleague Dr. Ed Ackerley and Ackerley Advertising are big co-founders of and sponsors of Coaches for Charity. And at Thanksgiving time, they raise money that go toward food boxes, meal boxes that are prepped and prepared, by Chef John Hahn and his culinary staff at the Gap Ministries. And then those boxes go out to families. So $45 gets a full box that feeds an entire family. So lots of things going on about food, Matt. It's part of the season.
It is. And a lot. One way we can share our gratitude is by helping our neighbors and friends, have a good Thanksgiving. So
that's
great.
Right.
Grateful for all these opportunities.
Yes. It is also wonderful. We are just about to start our second hour. And in this segment, I am so very excited to have two wonderful and hardworking ladies who are leaders in the community. And one is Irene Coppola. The other is Denise Alvarez. And they are here representing Better Business Bureau, serving Southern Arizona. So there's an awful lot going on serving the entrepreneurs, but also bigger business. I think Better Business Bureau really works with all industry and all businesses. And Irene is CEO, Denise is COO. Irene and I have known each other for a number of years, and I'm so excited to have them both in studio here. I know they come into KVOI and they've participated in other talk shows, but this is their debut on Rainmakers. So welcome, ladies, Irene and Denise.
Good morning, everyone. We're so excited to be here.
We're thrilled to have you. So tell me, Irene, first of all, let's tell our audience, our listening audience, as well as our viewing audience, we can wave at the cameras. Tell us a little bit. I know that you've been in this role as CEO of the Southern Arizona extension of Better Business Bureau. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been in the role, what brought you there, and what's exciting about BBB for you.
Hello, hello. Yes, absolutely. So I've been in my role as CEO for the past 3 years. I've been with Better Business Bureau for a total of 10 years. So I began as director of finance and HR. I am a numbers person. I love
That's
my
very
spreadsheets.
Important.
Yes. my downtime is spreadsheets. If my husband can't find me, I'm in the den. I'm working on spreadsheets.
You're working on spreadsheets.
Yes,
making
I love
sure
that.
The numbers line up. Well, you
yes.
know, that's a very, very important skill for business owners, large or small, new or seasoned, making sure the numbers add up, having that, not only the fiscal knowledge, the financial stability, but really being able to plan even the non-monetary things, knowing how much staff you might need, what the timing is of programs or services, being able to have inventory make sense. So lots of numbers going on there.
Absolutely. And another thing that is super important is having someone that you can confide in, someone that you can trust, because as my colleague Denise knows, I am someone that is a big visionary, big idea person. And you know what? Then I throw the baton. And I give the baton to Denise.
Well,
and she definitely makes it happen.
Well, that's just a wonderful segue. So Denise, welcome to Rainmakers and to the studios. It's nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about your background with the Better Business Bureau. So clearly you've been working with with Irene for a while.
Yes. So I've been with the BBB actually 14 years. Started off as the receptionist and kind of my curiosity just gets the best of me. So I just kind of learned different departments and 14 years later, here I am.
Well, sounds like the great makings for a wonderful chief operations operating officer. So you oversee the day-to-day and what's going on in the different departments. And so the two of you, I'm sure, tag team, even in building strategy together. But then as Irene just said, she gets to pass the baton over to you and then you implement.
Correct, right. I execute. Yes, that's
me. There you go. Well, for folks who are not really familiar or maybe have only kind of heard about the Better Business Bureau, you know, there are a lot of misnomers out there or confusions. So I'm going to say for you, first of all, you're not a chamber. You're not about only economic or about economic development in the sense of developing it. You are there to really work with business entities and ensure their accreditation, assure they are functioning in a way that serves their industry and their customers well. I think I'm saying most of that right, but I am sure you have a better description. Maybe tell us really what the BBB does on a daily basis.
Absolutely. So our mission is to really build trust in the marketplace. And so we have two lines of businesses. We work with businesses, and then we also work with consumers, right? And what we do is a lot of education on both sides to try to be able to advance that marketplace trust and have consumers really learn. You need to look into a business. You need to make sure that they have a license if they're hiring. You know, get 3 quotes if you're trying to get a big project done so you can compare and contrast. So we do all of that on the consumer side, plus some scam education. And then we also do the same for the businesses. You know, what licensing do they need? Do they have everything in order to be able to be doing business in the county? So that's really what we do is promote that marketplace trust. And we basically do the homework for the consumer. All they have to do is visit our website, bbb.org.
That's wonderful. Now, on the website, they not only can find out about your programs and services and resources, but they can check a business's status to understand whether or not complaints have come in, whether something has happened. Like you said, scam education and being aware of fraud or potential fraudulent schemes is on the mind of a lot of people, especially it seems we have a lot of activities working with seniors. So like the AARP, Pima Council on Aging, and other organizations really do a lot to put on workshops and sessions and keep seniors or the elderly informed so that they're not scammed by phone calls or fake requests for money, things like that. But from a business standpoint, can consumers can find out if there is an issue going on with businesses. Can businesses also find out maybe what latest scams might be going on or trends so that they can make their own staff and their own customers aware? Like, can they do it in the reverse and find out?
Yes, absolutely. We have what's called a scam tracker. It really is the only one out there in the nation that tracks scams. So you can submit a scam based on a phone number, zip code. So businesses and consumers can go to our website, find our scam tracker, and they can pull up any of the scams that are happening locally. So it's like it's a map that tells you, you know, this person, yeah, you know, the zip code 85701 just reported the scam. We have resources for businesses, tips for businesses as well. But yes, we definitely scam. I mean, it's a huge industry. We lose money to them every year. I mean, billions of dollars. And so that's really something that we try to educate consumers and businesses on a daily basis.
That's, and to me, that's such a public service. And I see Matt nodding as well. I think we've all seen or received calls and emails that, you know, they might look, sometimes they don't even look right. Real. I mean, it's so obviously not real. But if someone is not savvy enough, it does not spend a lot of time on email, does not spend a lot of time really looking at text messages or things, they may not know the difference. And so what might be very obvious to some of us who are constantly on our phones and emails and websites and things, it really might be easily deceiving to the general public. So I see a lot of head nodding going on. Even I'm watching other people that are listening to us nod their heads. So tell me, Irene, when you think about the role that the Southern Arizona Better Business Bureau can play against deception, and especially at times right now where even nonprofits and community agencies and so many people are being caught up in the pause on funding, changes in federal government or even local and regional government, there's just a lot of confusing messages going on. And it just, what I think about all the time is, wow, this is just ripe for more confusion. Mm-hmm. So where has the BBB perhaps stepped up to either do things differently or do things more?
What a great question. You know, not only is it a time that has a lot of confusion, you know, what are the resources available? But now you add AI to it.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, you know, what can you trust? Is who can you trust? Because the picture that you see on that profile looks like the person I know, but is it really an accurate profile? Mm-hmm. It is just incredibly concerning. And not only that, but the scammers are incredibly savvy. So as they see the turmoils that the country or the decisions that need to be made are in, they're pivoting.
They're pivoting.
They're the master
real
of pivots.
Time.
Absolutely. Yes. So they're like, you know what, right here, this is how we can get into, create more confusion, and this is how we can get the vulnerable. So what are we doing to help close that gap is that education, you know, being out there in the community and being out there in the community the way the community best receives us.
Yes.
So in maybe Green Valley, it's eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. Maybe in Tucson, it's social media, it's mm-hmm. the radio. It's really knowing our community and how we can best get our message out there.
Fantastic. Well, believe it or not, ladies, we are at our first commercial break. So listeners and viewers, stay tuned. We're visiting with Better Business Bureau. We'll be right back. Rainmakers on KVOI.
By request.
Letting it all hang out. House. We're having fun this Monday morning. It's November 3rd, and we are kicking off November with some positive talk on Rainmakers, and we're enjoying Commodores and Brick House, and I've got some really great leaders, so that song was absolutely appropriate. These wonderful ladies who are powerful in their own right. We have Irene Coppola and Denise Alvarez, the CEO and COO of Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. Ladies, it's so exciting to have you in on Rainmakers.
Super excited to be here. And wow, that song just kind of gets you in the mood, right?
It does. It makes you, you know, just kind of stand a little straighter and really kind of pull your power together, you know, really, really, really exude and get into a groove. So right before the break, when we went to our first commercial break, we were talking about the wonderful resources that the BBB provides, not only for businesses, but for consumers as well. And I was reminiscent of Consumer Reports, a magazine that certainly when I was growing up and then as a young adult, as a college student, as a young professional, it was really a place to go to really understand the trustworthiness and just the real data. Now, it's not only about trust, but it was about what was the performance of cars, of appliances, of many different things. And it's so important because these days there are so many different ways that people can get their information, and therefore that also means there are ways that there can be misunderstandings. I'll say that politely. Misunderstandings about how a business operates. And sometimes businesses are doing just fine, but because a competitor might be disgruntled or one customer. I mean, everybody's got a customer who has been less than perfectly pleased. And so there's always room for improvement there. But there's a difference between chronically bad product or bad service versus once in a while having an unhappy customer. So it seems like you have your work cut out for you trying to balance that from a trust and integrity issue. So how do you deal with that? All input, and do you work with agencies that go out and maybe do like secret shopper kind of things?
Yes, absolutely. So we are a mediator between the consumer and the business. And you're absolutely right. There's a huge difference from what we consider to be a pattern of complaints versus just a few off complaints. I think most of the time businesses come up to us and they're like, we don't want any complaints. And we're like, well, that's impossible.
You said the public.
Right.
The public's always going to be unhappy about at least one thing.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think, you know, a part of the educating businesses on that side is letting them know you're going to get a complaint. How you respond to the complaint, how you treat that customer afterwards is what makes a difference, whether someone chooses you or not. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, we always tell them there's two sides of the story. So we just want to hear your side. Nothing gets published on our website until the complaint is closed. So there's a, you know, back and forth that we offer. But I think one of the things that most people don't realize is that we also offer mediation and arbitration services.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's $75 an hour. It's free if you're an accredited business. If you're a member of BBB, it's a free service that we offer. If not, it's still under, you know, a lot less than some services out there. But we do offer mediation, which is non-legally binding, or arbitration, which is legally binding for consumers.
And that in and of itself, I think, not just offering that, but probably informing both consumers and business owners about things like that is a wonderful training in and of itself, because you said two very interesting things there that make sense to me, but can be confusing to the general public. And that is with mediation, that is an opportunity sort of to for lack of a better word, settle, if you will. And arbitration is a ruling.
Correct.
A more formal decision. So one is non-legally binding, but is an attempt to solve the issue before it gets too serious, and arbitration is legal.
Correct. Yes.
So with that, so we've talked about Scam Tracker. We've talked about workshops and services. We've talked about the opportunity to for a business to become accredited with the Better Business Bureau, sort of a seal. I want to say a seal of approval.
Yes.
That's the wrong word. It is a Monday. I'm not quite finding my words there. But you do an awful lot by putting out workshops and sessions, and then working with other organizations, whether it be the SBA, the SBDCs, for folks who don't know, Small Business Administration, the Small Business Development Centers, Chambers of Commerce, other maybe industry associations and folks that work with big, small, and in-between size businesses all over, yes?
Absolutely. So many people are not aware of the services that the Better Business Bureau provides. So Denise was talking about mediation and arbitration, and that's so important for a business owner. In regards to a consumer, we have a program called the Auto Line Program. The Auto Line Program is a free service that is provided if the consumer feels that they purchased a vehicle that is a lemon. Mm-hmm. They can go onto BBB.org and apply to have their case reviewed. And what we do is we bring the manufacturer to the table.
Oh, wow.
And this is at no charge to the consumer, at no charge to the dealership that sold the vehicle. This is all paid for by the manufacturer. And it's been a very successful program. From our office, Denise, correct me if I'm wrong, we've had this year about 36 mm-hmm. cases that we've facilitated in. And if the vehicle cannot be fixed, if it cannot be to the satisfaction of the consumer, the manufacturer can align where the consumer gets another vehicle.
So
and
sometimes
it's all free
that
of
happens.
Charge. Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, we want people to understand in that example that it's not simply that you call and get it and suddenly you have a new vehicle, but there has been that kind of an outcome. So I think that's a really big point that you're bringing the consumer and the dealer together and involving the manufacturer so that there's no cost to the consumer or dealer, but the because the manufacturer has some stake in the game.
Yes.
They want things to be good and not have complaints out there also. So it shows just a real attempt and a real service to be able to provide, a resource to be able to provide so that things improve, so that the quality and the trust, as you talked about,
exactly.
can improve.
Exactly. And many times, you know, like I mentioned, business owners and consumers don't know that we do this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Denise and I, we talk about, you know, how can we help get the word out? So one thing that we're doing this quarter is we're unveiling our first issue of the Better Mag. And
Wonderful.
You mentioned Consumer Reports mm-hmm. A few minutes ago. So you really hit the nail on the head with that, because we really want to be able to provide trusted resources, trusted advice, but localize it. You know, let's ask our local accredited businesses, give us some advice about, you know, replacing your windows. What are things that consumers should look for? What are things they should look for in their contract? When you're buying a car, what are things that
Really matter, not just price,
exactly.
not just whole price, but what are the different facets of that?
Exactly, you know, really.
Do floor mats, are they included? They
right.
should always be included. You should only have to pay if you're upgrading the
Correct.
Floor mats.
Yes. So we're super excited about being able to provide this for the community at the end of November. So be on the lookout for that. But really, again, strategizing and seeing how can we best get our message out to the community.
Wonderful. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going on our next break. You're at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Rainmakers.
Now, Irene and Denise are going to tell us how to avoid people from Zooming us.
That's right. Right? That's right. Such a perfect song. And of course, a wonderful singer there. Who's Zooming Who? We're talking right before the break about making sure to remain informed, being able to mitigate issues when they come up, but also just trying to avoid, be more learned, more informed about scams when they come up, because they will come up. But I first want to take a pause. This is related. It's so wonderful that the Honor Flight is coming back, and I was afraid that the Honor Flight activities or things like that might be put on hold, given the federal government shutdown, but so wonderful that they're coming back. I agree with you, Matt, that we need to do all we can to support and welcome. And if you can, come out to Tucson International Airport to welcome home our guest veterans. These veterans are great people that have given so much of their lives. And these are particular to World War II veterans, even though we have very, very few of them left, but also Korea, Vietnam,
and Vietnam era, many
of those eras. And they are elderly. They are our seniors. They are often disabled. They are often maybe restricted with their communication opportunities. And that it makes them prey or vulnerable to folks who want to try and take advantage of them. So it all comes full circle when we have organizations like Better Business Bureau and the many others, AARP and others, who really take time to say, engage with us, read our messages, sign up for our newsletters. And now Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has their new The Better Mag magazine coming out this quarter. That's so exciting. I'm glad you were mentioning that and letting people know. And if they want to learn more, they can go to your website, which is
bbb.org.
BBB.org. Now, that's the big national website that shows a lot of information, a lot of things going on everywhere. And then is there also a landing page for the Southern Arizona one?
Yes, absolutely. So when you go on to BBB.org, you can select the location up on the upper right-hand corner and just ensure that it does indicate serving Southern Arizona, and you'll get all the local information.
Wonderful. Well, because the reason I'm asking that is I think people are going to be excited and are going to want to sign up for and get a subscription to the magazine. And what we haven't really talked about yet is you are all member-based. And so as a member organization, that really is your bread and butter. You don't really go out and do a whole lot of grants or fundraising or things like that. However, you do membership drives and you get the word out and try and encourage businesses or consumers to belong. Is that correct? Or is it just businesses that
just
are members?
Just businesses.
Okay.
Correct.
So you have to be a business, big or small, and you can sign up to be a member. So we're going to make sure our listeners and viewers know that. Please, please become a member of Better Business Bureau because it allows for these kinds of resources and programs and services to be available. I'm going to guess that maybe as your magazine continues, you might be looking for advertisers or sponsors or maybe even advertorial kind of op-ed contributors who might have good ideas. So if folks are wanting, are of that expertise and want to get involved, they should find you as well.
Absolutely. We're always looking for trusted advice, as they say, right? And yeah, we're unveiling our first issue in November. That's going to be our fall winter edition. Okay. But we're definitely looking for some participation for our spring issue that will be coming out in March.
Wonderful. Well, good to know now. We want to make sure to keep people informed, and we will do that. I also want to tie this back into not only so magazine members and meaningful interaction for businesses. I loved that you mentioned, again, the AutoLine program, which is available for consumers and dealers to deal with issues that might have to do with, unfortunately, a lemon being sold. You also have upcoming, well, it's in the spring, at the end of spring, in June, is your annual Torch Awards. But nominations are already open. So if people want to nominate a business for Torch Awards, they can also find out about that on your website, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So we try to highlight businesses that are doing things right in our community. So businesses can be nominated. You don't have to be a member of the BBB. Yeah, in order to be nominated. But if you visit bbb.org, you can submit. It's probably a 2-minute form that you have to fill out. Just provide some information of why you're nominating the business. But we do highlight in three categories. It's a for-profit business, nonprofit, and then also our Spark Award, which is a millennial-owned business.
Oh, how wonderful.
And then this year, we changed things up a little bit. We really want to make an impact in the community. So a portion of our tickets actually went back to the nonprofits who were nominated in the winner. So we gave back to the community in that way.
Oh, great. So that they can attend. Sometimes, especially these days, smaller businesses and nonprofits really have a hard time being able to keep a robust budget for attending events, even things that are conferences or summits or things that are really important to their existence. It is often hard to afford some of those ticket prices. So that's great that you give back and you encourage the community to get involved. I would venture to guess that if folks want to be involved and maybe maybe know they're going to be out of town and but can still purchase tickets and then maybe give them back to you to give out to community.
Yes, absolutely.
So welcome all type of support.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so every nonprofit that day walked away with a check as well from that evening. So we were really excited to be able to do that.
Oh, that's so important. Where will, in June of 2026, I think you said June 5th, yes, will be the Torch Awards coming up next spring. Do you have a venue yet?
Yes, Casino del Sol.
Oh, fantastic. We love Lisa Sessman, yes, and her whole team out there at the casino. They get so engaged with so many organizations, nonprofits, businesses, and media like ourselves. So that's wonderful that you're doing that. So again, scam trackers, a magazine for information programs, resources, programs like the Auto Line, the Torch Awards, really making it happen to serve both businesses and consumers to build trust in the exchange of business, in the delivery of services, in the procurement and disbursement of products. It's such a wonderful service that Better Business Bureau does.
Absolutely. And another thing that we really focus on is also being a part of our community. So the way we do that is we volunteer. We're big volunteers in our community of Southern Arizona. Before we began the show, you were talking about the Gospel Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. Denise and I, we looked at each other and it's like, you know what? We need to volunteer next Wednesday because that's so important.
Really,
we are all, it's together that we make everything flourish and be so wonderful in our community. And we definitely want to be a part of that. So for us, it's very, very important to give back to our community, whether it's holding food can drives, it's volunteering our time, or we help find volunteers because we can't. We help connect nonprofits to volunteers. So that's a big, big part of our mission as well.
That is a wonderful side of your mission. And Matt and I and so many of our colleagues are always talking about the only way to make a difference is to do it. Mm-hmm. And it starts with one person. But the power of the connection to be able to inform each other, to be able to refer to each other, to be able to amplify the request and the need is what's going to bring action and solution. And we're all in this together. And actually, that's just absolutely the core of why Rainmakers is the show that it is.
Yes.
It is here on Monday mornings for 2 hours every Monday to be able to bring attention to great things that are going on. And what I mean by great is sometimes they are the unsung heroes and lesser heard of initiatives and support. Sometimes there's a need and we need to make sure to shout it from the mountains so that people will know how to get involved and all those things in between. So I get so excited to hear about it. You know, Irene, you and I have the privilege of collaborating with about 15 other women. Oh gosh, more than that. I think it's like 20 other women and so many more. But in particular, we belong to this particular Latina circle of leaders that represents Southern Arizona in many different capacities, other nonprofits, other small businesses, community foundations and such. And we were just together recently talking about the power of our circle coming together to encourage, to support, and to celebrate, to announce when some of us have made achievements or when we have something coming up that we're going for. And I think you just said that that's really what you're doing for community, particularly with businesses, but consumers as well.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on the really wonderful work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, when we get together, such as our group last Monday, you know, as business leaders, we hear, you know what? That organization needs assistance. We have expertise in that.
Mm-hmm.
We can help with that. We can, and if we don't, we can help connect. So how important it is to be able to have that conversation.
Absolutely. Find time to have the conversations. They don't have to be long. They can just be simple. But creating that safe space for people or organizations to be vulnerable enough to raise their hand and ask for help. That's the way that we're going to make a difference. You know, we are coming up on another conversation. commercial break. So let's take a quick pause, and maybe we might hear from some callers or viewers on some of the issues we've been bringing up. In the meanwhile, we will be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Rainmakers on KVOI, The Voice. And we are here listening to Aretha Franklin with her Rock Steady, and we have been rocking steady all morning long this first Monday in November. It is November 3rd, and as we wrap up a wonderful Rainmakers episode, I have Irene Coppola and Denise Alvarez, the CEO and COO of Better Business Bureau, serving Southern Arizona. It's been such a pleasure, ladies, having you in this morning. And if I can say quickly, you are such a strong, steadfast organization in community all over the country, but so important, especially here in Southern Arizona, where we have rural businesses, we have outlying communities, we may have underserved neighborhoods, and your services really help make a positive impact and give support to both businesses and consumers. So it's really for the entire region as a whole. And we were talking a bit about scam alerts and scam protections, and the fact that often it's elderly or the infirmed and disabled who are hit. But you made an interesting comment during the break that actually young people, the biggest scammed sector, or the growingest sector, are college students.
Yes, can you believe that?
Would that be for maybe a combination of not knowing, perhaps not knowing better, but also being so digitally and social media active that they are prey?
Yes, absolutely. Social media is probably the biggest place where the scams come up for that demographic. And so just trusting what you hear or what you see online, sharing, sometimes even answering some of those quizzes, you're answering some, you know, your pet's name.
Fake quiz.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they're collecting all of that information. So yeah. I think because we tend to be on social media a lot, it's where it's all happening for that demographic.
And it's so sad. We don't want to be so leery that we just absolutely are paranoid, but it's really a great reminder to keep in mind, trust but verify.
Correct.
Absolutely. And trust but verify. And that's what you all do.
Take your time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, the scammer wants to take advantage on quick decisions. Hurry up. Come on. You have to hurry up and make a decision. But we say this all the time. Just stop.
Yeah.
3 seconds.
Yeah. Pause. Yep. And most of it'll go away, or it'll allow your brain to catch up with your action. And that's
exactly
what we really need. I see Matt nodding about that. Ladies, this has been a morning where we're talking about an awful lot going on in community. And again, Better Business Bureau has been had a long legacy of the services and programs it provides to protect, to also mitigate sometimes when there are wrinkles in service, but also maybe even to prevent problems from happening in the first place with some of those things like pausing, really making sure you know what kind of system, email, or company, and you provide ways of doing that. But you also offer an awful lot of training, and now you've got your new magazine coming out. I think there are great things ahead in for the rest of this year and in 2026 for our community, thanks to the hard work of both of you ladies and your wonderful team. And I want to really thank you for also being so dedicated to volunteering and community, not only during the holidays as we're entering into, but really all year long. We all need to work together, and it's such a pleasure to be able to collaborate with you.
It's our pleasure.
I look forward to seeing the magazine when it comes out. And if people want to learn more, again, bbb.org. And they also, that's for all kinds of things going on all over the country with the Better Business Bureau, much of which is the same that happens here. But if they want a little bit more specific, then they can go up to the top corner and find their location of Southern Arizona.
Correct.
And that's going to tell them a lot more about what Denise and Irene are up to and the change, the positive change that you're leading. And I want to thank you for that. We've been talking again this morning about Gospel Rescue Mission needing some food donations, about Viva El Pueblo, the El Pueblo Neighborhood Center, celebrating 50 years. This Saturday, November 8th in the afternoon, are going to be tree dedications, music, activities, lots of tributes going on Poderosa and The Groove. And of course, if you've got $45 to spare, one great way to spend that is to give to a Thanksgiving box through through Coaches for Charities, being led by my colleague and peer host and good friend, Dr. Ed Ackerley. What else can we say, Matt? It's going to be a hot day, but a good day. And I think we're entering into a great week.
And a good day for a sandwich, because thank you, Earl Montague of the Earl of Sandwich.
That's right. National Sandwich Day. Thank you for listening. We've had Irene Coppola and Denise Alvarez in the Better Business Bureau. Everybody make it a great day.